Although the kangaroo and emu have been thriving on the mainland since the arrival of Europeans, there have been massive changes in the woodlands in Australia over the last 200 years. Many small to medium-sized mammals have gone extinct or have been reduced in number and been lost from large parts of their former range and are now endangered. In the past 200 years, Australia has set the world record for mammal extinctions, losing a total of 19 species. Most of these have been small to medium-sized mammals, and many survivors in this weight range are now critically endangered. The decline has been due to a combination of changed land use and decreased natural habitat. Introduction of grazing animals and the land clearing required to accommodate them. The introduction of predators such as cats and foxes, and changed fire management of the land. This is a complex problem, and all issues need to be managed to prevent further losses. The drier habitat you're walking through now is called mulga country. At either side of the path, you'll see witchetty bushes, which are the plants that house the tastiest witchetty grubs. These grubs are the larva of the cossard moth. The grubs bore their way into the centre of the root system and grow fat off the energy of the plant. As they grow, the root expands and will eventually form cracks in the soil on the surface, revealing their location. Sections of root are chopped out and opened up to expose the highly nutritious witchetty grubs, which can be eaten raw or cooked on the fire. When cooked, they taste a little bit like popcorn. Notice how the branches, as well as the leaves of these witchetty bushes, point upwards to allow them to capture as much water as possible and direct it down towards their root systems.